emotions? In basic terms, emotions are internal reactions to what happens around us, whether it's an event or a person. Because emotions occur in the brain, the study of emotions falls under the study of neurology and psychology. Emotions occur unconsciously and are slightly different than feelings, which are more conscious and identifiable. Feelings spring from emotions, though not always. So we can have emotions without feelings, but feelings cannot exist without emotion. For the sake of simplicity, this book uses emotions and feelings interchangeably, unless otherwise stated. Humans have 6 main emotions: surprise, joy, fear, anger, sadness, and disgust. Every other emotion springs from one of those main 6. Whenever we experience something, the first reaction is always emotional, and all our thinking about the experience is based on that. If we were like animals, that's where our thinking would stop, and we would act simply on instinct. But because our brains are wired differently, we can analyze our emotions and change our reactions. The body and emotions. A discussion about emotions wouldn't be complete without exploring how strongly emotions manifest physically in the body. Scientists can literally map out where certain emotions appear in the body using body heat technology and brain scans. Certain emotions, depression, anxiety, fear, grief, can cause physical pain in the body. When someone has an anxiety attack, it can look a lot like a heart attack complete with sharp chest pains. Depression can hurt too, with the sufferer's heart literally feeling broken. Think about what happened to Debbie Reynolds after Carrie Fisher died. When someone experiences a traumatic event like the death of a child, their odds of having a heart attack the next few days skyrocket by 21 times. The purpose of emotions. Why do we even have emotions? Do they serve a purpose? Researchers say yes. Emotions were part of the evolutionary process. The oldest human emotion is most likely fear. We know this because of where it appears in the brain. Fear kept us alive way back in ancient days and acted like a fire alarm. It basically told us to run if something chased us and to be wary of unfamiliar, potentially dangerous situations. In the most basic sense, all emotions are like that. They are meant to keep us safe. However, because our lives aren't as black and white as they used to be, what our emotions define as dangerous might not actually be so. As children, we learn emotional responses to traumatic situations, and then rely on those responses later as adults. That's often where phobias come from. Say that a child gets attacked by a swarm of bees, and so grows up with a deep fear of them. Even the sight of bees on a television makes them extremely anxious. This is not a rational response, but the emotional brain doesn't distinguish between real danger and imagined danger. By identifying the fear and adopting coping strategies, the person can become more emotionally intelligent and live more happily and freely. The history of the term emotional intelligence. The concept of emotional intelligence is really quite new. In 1990, 2 men named Peter Salovey and John D. Mayer published an